Okay. Right. Welcome everybody to tonight's resources scrutiny meeting. It's 13th of March, 2024. Could we start with the agenda, please, and the minutes of the 9th of January? Is everyone happy with them?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, can I have a proposer and a seconder? Yeah. Okay. All in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, unanimous. And item number two, apologies, please.
Councillors G. James, substituted by Councillor Edgeler. Councillor F. James, substituted by Councillor Thorley. And Councillor Powell, substituted by Councillor Barron.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Public question time, nil. Councillor session, nil. Called in items, nil. Members' items, nil. So, agenda item number seven, and I think this is Ian Currens, our head of law and governance. Review of the constitution. For the members who weren't here, we did have a pre-meeting of the task and finish group tonight, just to look at the final draft. Do you want to take this item then?
Yes, sure, thank you, Chair. So we've had two task and finish group meetings now. At the first task and finish group meeting, there were a number of proposals brought forward for amendments to the constitution, and the task and finish group recommended that the proposals shown in Appendix 1 should be recommended to council. So that's the recommendation from the task and finish group for you to consider today. We have also had a task and finish group just before this meeting where a new proposal was brought forward for having a process where alternative budget proposals can be examined by officers and circulated before the budget council meeting. And again, the task and finish group have recommended that this committee accept that proposal and recommend that onto council. So it's for scrutiny committee to consider whether they are happy to recommend all those proposals to council in April.
Okay. No one wants to speak on that. Is it Appendix 1 or 2 that we, or just the what's in the papers
so,
here?
So the recommendation is that the amendments detailed in the appendix be forwarded to consideration at the council meeting in April, and also we can add the proposal on the alternative budget proposal process to that as well, if members are happy.
Okay.
Seconder?
Okay. Well, I think Emma has. She beat you to it on the buzzer. Okay, so we've had a proposal there and a seconder. All those in favour? Unanimous. Okay. Thank you. So that will now go to next council meeting.
It'll be a recommendation to the April council meeting to amend the constitution accordingly.
Okay. So it does give councillors that aren't here tonight a chance to speak if they want to
at
that meeting.
Council, yeah.
Okay. And item 7B, Head of Transformation and Assurance, you come to the table, thank you. And this is pages 9 to 13. Would you like to sort of just present this, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So, similar to the summary, as you'll see on there, there were three kind of key project areas that we're going to, that we've been reporting against. One of those is on target, and we've got some slippage against two of them. The key success in quarter three was the new reporting, which went live at the end of November. It is still early days for us on that, and we are gradually adding new processes to that and building that over time. Would you like me to go through the page by page on each individual one to give you an opportunity to ask questions?
What does the committee feel?
I think that would be a wise thing to do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
You can do by exception if you want and just talk about the one that has been submitted.
Well, we've already asked a question, so press on.
Okay. Everything's on target. I mean, obviously, we've moved on anyway on that first one in terms of the medium term financial strategy, because that was all produced. It had been approved by council anyway. When we start to move on to the strategy, then there were a couple of areas of transformation. The review of the pilot scheme around hybrid working, that has slipped. We are struggling with capacity with the HR team at the moment, and I'll come back to that in a few minutes. So that has been rescheduled now, and we'll pick that up in quarter one of 24-25. We'd already reported to the committee last time round about the overarching framework for the workforce plan, and we've got cabinet approval now to defer that to 24-25. And then the review of the digital strategy, that has been drafted. It is with the Deputy Chief Executive for Resources at the moment, but the work on that had kind of taken a little bit of backseat while we've been working on the budget.
I'm having trouble following this. What number are we on?
Page 10.
What number?
4.2.1.
Right, okay. Got it now, yes, thank you.
Sorry. I just keep going until somebody interrupts me.
Yes. Okay, apologies, it's moving a bit slow. Right, okay, carry on.
Right, so I've already touched on the implementation of our new customer system, which I say we launched it with probably the most complicated of processes, which was the charging for garden waste. So that's gone well. Kind of picking up and linking back into where we find us looking at some of the capacity in the HR team, it's because we have now started the restructure process as part of our transformation programme, bringing services together around our service manager structure, and we are live in consultation now. So, but I say, as reported at the end of quarter three, that has slipped. But I say, we've pitched up and work is well underway on that now. If I move on.
Okay.
Page 10, the last item. That says quarter one, so we're in quarter one at the moment. Is that going forward, or is that going to slip again?
So when that says quarter one, that's quarter one in the new financial year, rather than the new calendar year. That will be sort of April to June, but we're hoping to pick that up.
Okay, alright.
Okay. Carry on.
If I move on to the key performance indicators then, although that's been the first item on there around processing new housing benefits from council tax charging shows has been slightly over target. If you look at the performance over the last few quarters, it will show that we have now turned a corner there and that we're back on track to hopefully achieve target in quarter four. Next one we've overachieved, not target for the next few. Then the only other one where we've had some slight underperformance was on the percent of calls answered, and again that was linked with the garden waste subscriptions, which we saw us have a significant increase in calls literally at the back end of November into December. So I'd say we took over 3,000 calls in addition to our normal ones. But I'd say it's only just below target, and actually our average call wait time was still within our target. So.
Okay.
On those calls, do we know how many were as a consequence of the online system not working?
I'm afraid
the majority of them?
No, in fairness, I wouldn't say the majority. I don't have a specific breakdown, but we're going on feedback from the team. Yes, we certainly have a few issues. Not so much with the online customer portal, more problems with the payment side of it and the software we have to use for that, and people struggling with kind of like the little code that you get before you can put your bank details in. That's where we were having some problems.
So next year that will be solved, yes?
I'm not going
Sorry,
to guarantee
is that, a,
that.
Is that a yes or a no?
The payment software we use would benefit from a significant upgrade, but it is quite expensive to do that. But it's something we're looking at to see if there are other options, but it is very expensive.
Okay.
We did have some teething troubles with the new customer system, but we have ironed those out, so that would definitely be better for next year. and we are looking to see whether we can do direct debits, not direct debits, yeah, just direct debits, isn't it? But again, that's linked with the software we use for the financial side of it rather than the actual customer portal.
Okay, thank you. Ralph?
Is that so you can get it wrong automatically?
Oh. Ralph?
Thank you, Joe. I mean, it's in a sense, this one, a bit of a problem of success. And I'd like to thank the opposition, actually, for giving it so much publicity. The Garden Waste Scheme, it gave it the oxygen of publicity. And people who hadn't realised, perhaps, that it was still going on and whatnot, became aware of it. And it would appear the demand curve shifted to the right, which means that we have many more. Though the price went up, demand, the quantity demanded went up as well, which is awfully nice. So I would like to say thank you again to the opposition, because you actually helped to boost that, and perhaps we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, thank you for that. We are one council, so it's taken in the spirit it's meant. Thank you. Anne?
While I paid for my second brown bin last week, over a week ago, and I still haven't got my sticker to put my bin. Thank you.
Well, I didn't realize. Well, thank you again for having two brown bins. So you helped to increase that demand.
So you've got a garden on my side, yeah.
Indeed, yes. I look forward to the third.
Would you make me sure I get my bin sticker?
Okay, well, I think we made some sort of sense in the middle of all that. And it's something that as a resources committee, we do need to look at next year to make sure that the computer system is up to speed. I don't often find that councils have a problem getting money in, but we shall see. Okay, would you like to carry on?
That's the end of that report,
Chair. Okay, thank you. Now, do members want to bring anything up? We have gone through it page by page. Is there anything anyone wants to flag up as a problem? Okay, well, for me, and I presume it's for Jackie or for yourself, when do we get the next report?
Through around June time.
Right.
We need to be well clear at the end of March, and so it takes a little bit of time to work through, and it depends on the cycle. But I think there's one around
June.
Right, so it will be interesting then to find out whether we're up or down or sideways on that.
Happy to know the report, Shane. The member's happy to know the report.
Yes. I was just going to get to that bit. Are members happy to note the report?
Noted, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And we'll move on, please, to item number 7C, the work programme. Now, before we sort of throw it open, we had a meeting with the officers on Zoom just to talk about this, and one of the things I'd like to sort of be put on the work programme is some way of picking up the transformation work, and as we've just heard, there is slippage and problems with computer systems which aren't absolutely aligned, but possibly will sort of have some sort of transition between the two. So I would sort of just throw it open for a start and say, is the committee interested in finding out what's happening with the transformation as we go forwards?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. Very much so. So
can we pass it on to you to have a think about how we do that? But I think it would be good for revenue. Yeah. Forwards.
I'm just going to put on this one.
Yeah.
Obviously, we welcome the scrutiny, but I think we need to be very clear what transformation are we looking at. Could we be a little bit more specific rather than just that broad? So obviously the transformation, by definition, it could include anything we're doing. So is it specific projects we're looking at, we're trying to do here, or elements of our BFM? What are we thinking for as our work programme to be more progressive?
Well, we've got a working group around transformation, the transformation work that's going forwards at the moment, which council members are on, but I think it's something that body of work is something that should really be scrutinised by someone. Now, obviously, resources would be the most obvious obvious choice.
Could you, Chair, could you recommend to this group where we should be peeling back the carpet?
So, I think the BFM report is a good indicator, because that's got to be the lot of our key priorities. We have to deliver that. I mean, it's essential for us. We need to be very transparent about it. And it would definitely be audibly picking up a lot of it. Don't get me wrong, through the audits and what have you. But some of the specific things we're doing around things like the finance team rebuild, that's a transformation agenda item. So that's something we can talk about in terms of what we're delivering, in terms of our services going forward internally, and our external facing and the kind of cultural shift we're trying to drive out. You picked up some of the system changes again. We're going to have to see system investments across the different areas again on the back of this. So I think probably those high priority areas that really are going to determine our business for the next 12 to 18 months would be a good focus for resources. It won't overlap necessarily with audit, because their focus will be all around the asset side of it, the year-end accounts, some of the key finance bits. So if we could look at some of those other cultural things as well here, that would be helpful to start pulling this together.
Does that work for you? Could I just, for me, the other bit, and I'm sure it's included in that, but the synergies between Cannock and Stafford, I think that, as councillors, I would be interested to find out how that's working. And
Chair, if it helps, I think to put Chris's suggestion into context as well, we could give you a general update on where we're at in terms of the shared services transformation. It won't be the detail, but we can then link it into kind of where we're heading and some of the specific projects that we have got underway or are imminent, and then kind of with a bit of a horizon scan to what comes next.
That works for me. Is the committee happy with that?
Yeah. I think as long as what we have been asked to scrutinise doesn't put you guys under too much pressure to deliver instead of actually working it, and do some elements at a time rather than trying to take on a big load of work.
Yeah, but I mean, it's day job for you guys, so it's just a matter of telling us what you're doing in your day job almost. So,
with this area, we're going to need a higher scrutiny to show our credibility as well throughout this process. If we are getting scrutiny, we have spoken to the audit committee as well, done in a challenging fashion, but collaborative style as well through this. It's going to be a challenging time for us turning it around. As you've highlighted with the payment system, that's a big change for a council of this size. It requires significant investment for us to move that forward. We are looking at those options, but it's working together on it, making sure you do bring that challenge to us throughout this, to show the credibility of our decision making.
Okay, thank you.
You mentioned IT. We really need to. Over the years, I've noticed that IT projects either sort of are delayed or cancelled or muddled through. I think we need to scrutinise what's going on with IT.
Almost reasonable was GOSS. There'll be a lessons learned. I'm going to have a lessons learned report from my finance system implementation report as well. I feel that some of these things haven't happened in the past, and it would be good to have them starting to come to the fore. I know they're not historic, but I still think it would be useful for us. And then going forward, we'll be very much clearer about which projects we pick and choose to go forward.
Yeah. Just as a comment from me, Birmingham's got massive problems at the moment. Two of the main things are equal pay, which is right, but the other one is Prince or one of the big Oracle, and there are you can effectively almost bankrupt a large council of mine, Stafford Borough Council, with the IT. So I think that's valid. Is it valid to bring to this committee, or is it an audit?
You hopefully bring it in different reports, slightly different perspectives. If I'm honest, from audit, I want to demonstrate my project plan, the value for money, how the money's being spent, the invoicing, and the days on getting off the project team, off the other company, and what have you, the software side. for yourselves, it's about what it's doing for the end user and the outcomes and the outputs.
Slightly
different focuses, but ultimately, hopefully, we'll all come together to one whole because we do share a number of members, so that crossover should work quite nicely, I think.
Okay, so can we have that as two separate issues, that not issues, two separate agenda items almost, that we get, come to each of the meetings as an update? Is that work for Emma?
Can I just ask the approval of the business cases that are going to come forward to the innovation funds, are they going to come through resources? Because we're the scrutiny committee as opposed to audit, which is not officially a scrutiny committee.
We'll come through here and audit will check the other side of them, making sure that they're fine. When we sort of bring stuff going forward, so we'll be coming through a lot more channels like this to make sure we get the right level of scrutiny. As Ed's been very clear, our new auditors, we do need to be very transparent about how we pull these funds down and utilise them. So, yeah.
With that in mind, do we need a regular item on here for any business cases coming forward, or do we need to establish a task and finish to look at some of those in the interim? I'm wondering, timing wise, would that benefit if these meetings are only quarterly? Is that quick enough for some of those business cases or not?
Yeah, that's definitely quick enough for us.
I don't know how strong everyone is, so.
No, we can't, because we have to bring in external expertise to help us with a number of these projects, scale them, procure them. Quarterly will be quick for us.
Well, I think on the point that's just been made, if as a committee we start to feel that the wheels are starting to wobble a little bit, probably that's the time to do a task and finish and a deep dive. But at the moment, I think the good thing is that we are getting an honest appraisal, warts and all, at the moment as to what's got to be done as we go forwards. Okay, is there anything else on the work committee that you want to talk about? Anything any other members want to bring up? No? Okay. So that concludes the meeting. Thank
you. To be noted, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, could we note the report?
Thank you
for that. It's quicker than you that time.